Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. The United States House of Representatives has passed a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok. Lawmakers are concerned about the parent company's ties to the Chinese government and the security of American users' data. The bill still faces an uncertain path in the Senate. Richard Madden has the details.
The rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
In an overwhelming bipartisan majority, lawmakers in the House of Representatives voted to ban the wildly popular social media app TikTok in the U.S. unless it divests itself from its Chinese-owned parent company within 6 months. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the law will protect American users from being spied upon by Chinese intelligence.
TikTok is a threat to our national security because it is owned by ByteDance, which does the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party. We know this because ByteDance leadership says so and because Chinese law requires it.
The controversial bill now moves to the Senate, where its fate is unclear. TikTok is aggressively expanding its lobbying efforts there, warning of the impact to its 170 million users, including its content creators who earn a living from their posts. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case has dismissed some of the charges against Donald Trump and other defendants. The quashed charges include soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. Among those, two charges stemming from that infamous phone call Trump made to Georgia's Secretary of State. During the call, the outgoing president pressured Brad Raffensperger to find more votes for him. Many other counts in the indictment remain, and the judge ruled prosecutors can file new indictments on the charges he did dismiss. The Kremlin is spreading an unusual message as Russia's presidential election draws near. It's telling residents of occupied parts of Ukraine to vote this weekend. Observers say Vladimir Putin wants a high turnout to legitimize what many consider a rigged vote. Anna Cunningham reports.
Polling in Russia opens Friday and closes Sunday as Russian President Vladimir Putin seeks a fifth term. It's a vote that he is nearly certain to win, with only three Kremlin-approved opposition candidates on the ballot. In the past few days, Putin is understood to have sacked the commander of Russia's navy after it suffered a series of humiliating losses in the Black Sea. Ahead of this weekend's presidential elections, Putin spoke to Russian media, asserting his credentials. He said technically they are ready for nuclear war and that if U.S. troops appear in Ukraine, he will treat them as interventionists. Anna Cunningham for CBC News, London.
A Commons committee is hearing from one of the owners of GC Strategies. It's the company mostly involved in developing Ottawa's ArriveCan app. A recent Auditor General report found the government failed to keep accurate financial records. It concluded Ottawa overpaid for the app. In his opening statement, Christian Firth of GC Strategies challenged those findings.
The last month, virtually everything reported about my company in the media and stated about me and my company has been false. I have submitted to the committee a complete list of all contracts we have been awarded from the government in our history, and more importantly, the full amounts we have invoiced the government under those contracts. And as you can see, the amounts paid to GC Strategies are not the astronomical amount being claimed by some committee members.
Firth also says both he and his family had received death threats, and he says the hearings were being held to score political points at the expense of his personal safety.
We're not ruling out foul play completely yet.
Police in Fredericton have identified the man whose remains were found in a landfill on Monday morning. They are asking the public for any information they can provide on 21-year-old Sterling Hunter. Chief Martin Gaudette says the autopsy has been completed, but it will be some time before police can say what caused the man's death. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.